Peace, the inner struggle. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Christian Scriptures, the Gospel of Matthew. The man thinks that war against his weaker opponents will bring victory, but lacking in righteousness, he fails in his endeavors. Returning from the path of strife to one of inner harmony with the eternal law, he finds peace and good fortune. Chinese Traditions, I Ching. Surrenders all desires that come to the heart, and by the grace of God finds the joy of God, then his soul has indeed found peace. Hindu Scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita. First peace, which is the most important, is that which comes within the souls of men when they realize their relationship, their oneness with the universe and all its powers, and when they realize that at the center of the universe dwells Wakantanka, and that this center is really everywhere, it is within each of us.